sense of nationality. I might have said to my mother as a college boy, I mean, I'll be back as soon as I pass by the Chinaman's,
mm-hmm.
which means, of course, to get my shirts.
The laundry, yes. Mm-hmm. So, you wouldn't say homemade versus...
Well, I know what you mean, light bread, for example, mm-hmm. but that's other people's language, not mine.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What would you call bread that was bought at the store, then, in contrast to the homemade?
Well, as I say, that's very little contrast. So, I think that I've known Southerners certainly who said light bread when they meant store-bought wheat bread, white wheat bread, and usually thought of cornbread as what is made at home. But as I say, that's not characteristic. In other words, though grits, for example, was served at every breakfast in my childhood, cornbread was now and then.
Mm-hmm.
And we always had baker's bread delivered to the door in the morning.
Mm-hmm. What is the thing that's round with a hole and fried?
Donut.
Okay, what do they have in New Orleans?
Now, when I was a child, we called those donuts too, and my grandmother used to make donuts that didn't have holes in them.
Mm-hmm.
Though sometimes she made something very similar. It was a little bit like a cross between a square donut and a potato chip in a way, and that's because it would swell up. And those she called, it's been a long time, popovers.
Mm-hmm.
We had a Georgia black woman who cooked for us at one time who used to regularly make the donuts with the round holes in them. Also, she made Parker House rolls regularly. That is about the only home baking I had in my childhood other than an occasional cake or pie.
Mm-hmm.
Even then, the influence my grandfather had no sympathy with fancy desserts.
Mm-hmm.
So you have fruit or cheese,
mm-hmm.
and he was a very dominant sort of personality.
What do they call that square donut that's known in New Orleans?
Oh, well, in French I call it a beignet,
mm-hmm.
but the idea that they should be called beignets in English is something that has evolved in my lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
It's a touristic thing.
So you just called it a donut?
Yeah, I would say let's go to the French market and have some donuts.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about the things that are made in a batter and you fry several of them on a griddle and eat them with butter and syrup in the morning for breakfast?
Pancakes.
Any other term?
Well, we used to eat a lot of buckwheat cakes when I was a child.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see that anymore somehow. Not in my wife's tradition, obviously.
A unit of measure, you went to the store to buy 2 something of flour.
I mean, well, we bought about a pound, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. So in the plural, you'd say I bought
2 pounds.
2.
We said it in plural.
Okay. And, to make bread rise, not baking powder or soda, you'd use?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeast with the Y.
Mm-hmm. And
some of my wife's relatives, they yeast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people do. What do you call the inside part of the egg?
The yolk.
Okay, and what color is it?
Yellow nowadays. It might have been yellow when I was a kid.
If you cooked eggs in hot water, what would you call them?
Soft-boiled.
Okay. What if you cracked them and let them fall out of the shell into hot water?
Into the hot water? Well, we don't do that. That's what's called a poached egg, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And what would you call the kind of fat, salt, or sugar-cured meat that might be boiled and eaten with greens or...
Salt meat.
Mm-hmm.
That was our universal term.
If
child.
You cut the side of a hog, what would you call that?
You're talking about bones, or?
Just a term for...
I mean, you're talking about the butchering?
The meat itself.
Side meat is not my word.
Okay.
I know it, but... bacon is a common word with us. Pickle meat is always pork.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes pickled pork, but that's more a grocery term.
What would you call meat that you might buy unsliced and then slice to eat with eggs?
Ham, I suppose.
Okay, what if you bought meat already sliced to fry with eggs?
You mean ham or bacon? Bacon usually comes sliced. Mm-hmm. I suppose ham does too nowadays.
What is the outside edge of the bacon that you'd have to cut off if it were, of course?